a group of ministers in the county. We've been meeting together for the last 14 years or so, meeting every month to pray for our churches and for our county. So that sets the background for this statement. You know, it doesn't come out of just deciding to react to something that's in the news. We meet up regularly and we're concerned about all sorts of issues in the county, and this was one of them.
The point you make is that as far as you're concerned, God has defined marriage, and it's not the job of the state to put its own definition on marriage. The argument that will come to you is marriage, as well as being a religious and a spiritual sacrament, is also a state-recognised function, and the state has a very clear role in that.
Yes, I would agree with aspects of that, but marriage itself predates the state and is in some ways the foundation of the state. We really need to ask the question, who owns marriage? And it's not owned by the state. And we believe that because God is the one who's given it, whenever we tamper with it, we don't just simply annoy religious people. We offend God, but we also undermine the stability of community in our state.
Will you and the other church leaders be actively campaigning against this referendum?
Well, I think that's what part of this statement is about, is to encourage people to consider voting no. There seems to be a lot of activity on the yes side of things, but people seem unwilling to put their head above the parapet to say we think there are considered reasons for voting no.